You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI the Heartland. And with me today, all the way in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I have Joe Herman. Joe, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. How you doing, Brandon?
I cannot complain. So during visitor day at Joe's chapter, Elite Referral Partners, I threw out there that if you knew somebody or if you personally had a good story to share, that I would love to get that on a podcast. And this is one of those stories. Joe came up to me and he said, Brandon, I just want to let you know when I came into the chapter, I can't remember the exact number, Joe, but it knocked out a lot of one-to-ones within a very short period of time because I think that would make a great podcast. And for our diehard listeners, you probably know my obsession with one-to-ones. And if you've ever been through my member success program, you can learn that obsession. But I am very much a strong believer that more referrals and more business happen in one-to-ones than they do just in the weekly meeting. And Joe comes from a larger chapter in the region, so I'm sure he can contest that a lot of the meeting is just accountability where a lot of the business goes on in the one-to-ones of the meetings outside. So Joe, I want you to be able to share your story. So let's get started with kind of your system that you use to get those consistent one-to-one set up.
Yeah, well, it's actually a pretty straightforward process. The biggest thing that makes it work for me is setting aside time. I set aside about 15 to 20 minutes every Wednesday to send out several emails to different chapter members. I usually send out about five with the intention of doing two to three actual one-to-ones the following week. Every once in a while, I want to do them right away, but most of the time, I'm actually trying to set up appointments at least a week in advance because people are pretty busy, and that allows them to plan it into their schedule. And then, you know, the other thing I do that's a little bit different from what I've seen several other people do is I always make a point of personalizing the emails. Because you can always send out, you know, hey, everybody, I'm free for one-to-ones. But you don't get a great response on that. So what I do is I actually choose a bunch of people in my chapter and say, okay, these are the people I want to talk to this week. And I send out an email that says, hey, man, I'm available on this day, or this day, this time in the morning, this time in the afternoon, this time here. And then I send out that email to one person. And then I try and choose a different set of times or only overlap one or two and send that out to the other group. And by personalizing it, they don't see six or seven names on it. They don't feel like they're being, hey, oh, he's just trying to get in with everybody and follow the BNI. He's actually trying to get to know me. And that, I think that is what makes a big difference within my chapter, is it feels a little bit more personal when it's a simple email like that. And it takes me probably an extra 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And do you set a location when you send out the time and dates also?
You know, it kind of depends. If I know the person and I know they don't really have a good spot, you know, because a lot of us have offices, some of us don't, I will always invite them to my office. But I sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And really, I haven't seen a big difference one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And by leaving it a little bit more open to what makes it more convenient for the person that I'm trying to meet with, I get a little bit better response. But if I know, hey, I'm going to have to be at this meeting or something at this time, then it's, hey, I'd love to meet with you, but we got to meet at my office. Is that okay? But, you know, once you start to get to know people, they're pretty open to either direction, so whichever works for you.
That's perfect. And the reason I bring that up is I know when I first joined BNI, it was literally 10, 15 emails to get a one-to-one set up. And it started with, are you available? Great, what time? Great, where are we going to meet? Nope, that won't work. And it just went back and forth. So I think with you putting all that information straight up, personalized in that first email, you eliminate a lot of those. And then, of course, if you're inviting people to a one-to-one, use your location. I was a firm believer of that, and I started having people come to the showroom, and it made it so much more convenient for me, and they had no problems with it. Maybe it got them out of their office for the day where they don't normally get out. Or like you said, Joe, if you're on a side of town, utilize your time wisely to make that happen and kind of let them set it up there. So
yeah, and Innovative really likes it when we bring them to our office. So I tend to try and say, hey, can you come on in? Because then I can, just like you said, show the showroom, show them what we can do, and really get a feel for my company. But it's nice to go to them occasionally too, because I want to get to know more about them.
Well, and it comes down to the every one-to-one really should be two meetings. The first one, since I'm, let's say, inviting Joe, I want to learn more about Joe, and then vice versa. But when in a showroom, and this was great, by the way, Joe, you can tell everybody, what is your profession, by the way?
Oh, I work for Innovative Office Solutions. So we do office supplies and furniture and basically anything you need to run your day-to-day office.
So very much visual, right? I mean, you could probably have them sit in 20 chairs just in one meeting alone. So it's good for the showroom opportunity. So when you talk about things, you can actually show that to the fellow member that you're meeting with. And I learned in the countertop industry, that was very important because it's a very visual product. So I think it's a great place to have a base, but of course, being flexible and then going to their showroom in return or something on those lines is perfect.
Yep, so, definitely.
So you have the system in place, but you told me a little bit about how you use your roster at your chapter to kind of stay on top of those one-to-ones, not just as a list, but personalizing who you need to build more credibility with. So you want to share a little bit about what you do during the meetings, and I think you use dots, and I'm using quotes, but you can't see that.
Yeah. So as we're going through our roster with our weekly asks and people are standing up to talk, as I'm sitting there listening to them, the thing that I always try to do is, when was the last time I sat down and talked to this person? Is this somebody that I feel like I really know their business so I can drive them leads? If not, I put a little dot right next to their name that says, hey, yeah, this is a person that I should probably sit down and do a one-to-one in the near future with. If they're a one that I'm going, man, I really need to push with this one, they're a high priority, I sometimes they'll even put a little star there or something. Just a visual reminder to myself, this is somebody I need to talk to. And then when I get back to my office, now I've got this list with all these dots of who do I actually want to contact. And when I first start out, you know, when I first came in and started doing this, there was a dot next to every single name. So I just started working my way down the list. And then the next time I came through the list, now I've got three or four less. And by doing that, going, okay, I've sent them out to this person. Then there's, you know, there's that person that you've been trying to get a one-to-one for, you know, in one case, it's been 4 months. But by being persistent and sending out an invitation on a regular basis, it made him realize, hey, he really is serious. He wants to sit down and chat with me, set up a one-to-one with him actually on Tuesday after 6 months of every 2 to 3 weeks. Hey, you got time in the near future? And it helps build that credibility that, hey, I'm here to help build your business. I'm not just in it for myself.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot of what those one-to-ones are, is showing that extra effort to build that credibility. And like you just said, living up to the giver's game. I want to help you, and this is the best way for me to learn how.
So yeah. It's really about making sure that you're, when you set up these one-to-ones, when you're the one inviting them, don't try to make the focus you, make the focus them. And then a lot of times they'll return the favor to you and they start coming to you for one-to-ones because they start seeing you as that kind of person.
Yep. I want you to share your story though, because Joe joined B&I, switched jobs, and then came back. And I think that plays a lot into the eye-opening experience he had with the importance of one-to-one. So Joe, share a little bit about your B&I travels so that people, if I could go back, and I don't know how many people feel this way, if I could go back, there's so many things I'd do different, but I think your story really sums it up when it comes to the importance of the one-to-one. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I started B&I probably 2.5 years ago when I was working for a company called Boomerang Management Enterprises, and we were doing office phone systems. And I was not super dedicated to the one-to-one process. And my leads from my chapter, same chapter, real good group of people, got to know a few people real well, and got a couple leads. But I was probably doing one-to-week every 2 weeks instead of every week like I should have been, or even as big as our chapter is, two a week. And when I rejoined after changing positions, I said to myself, hey, I really want to get to connect with these people a little bit better, get to know them better, and really use this as my driving force. So I turned around and made a point of really stressing these one-to-ones. And what's really happened to my business is instead of getting most of my leads during my weekly presentation or at the weekly meeting, most of my leads are coming to me these days in the one-to-ones. And it's making a huge difference in my business. Instead of getting one or two leads a month at most, now I'm getting one or two a week simply by doing these one-to-one meetings, making sure that they know everything we can do because we're a big company that can do a lot of different things, and also making sure that they know that, hey, I can help you. It makes them want to help me a little bit more. And just getting to know my chapter, because as Elite Referral Partners, we're sitting at 54, 55 people consistently, and you just don't get to know them in the week-to-week stuff. So these one-to-ones have really helped me solidify my personal relationships with people and make them really want to recommend me to their customers.
That's what we're looking for in BNI, right? Isn't that the ultimate goal at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Well, I will
say this. Like 90% of my business these days is coming out of the BNI chapter simply because of these one-to-ones.
Wow. Wow. That is an awesome stat to share. I don't know if I've ever gotten up into the 90s, or I've heard people get up into the 90s, but you're putting the work in. So it makes sense to see those results, which I did pull up Joe's Palms report before we started this. And I must say, I was impressed with it. He is giving as much business as he claims that he is receiving. He's at his meetings. He's putting in the work. And it sounds like it's paying off then. So, Joe?
Yeah, it's making a huge business difference.
Any final thoughts as we kind of close this up today?
You know, I guess my biggest thing here with one-to-ones is keep it simple. Don't try to make your system complicated, and, you know, just be diligent about it and be consistent. If people know you're consistent about one-to-ones, they know that you're willing to do them. You'll occasionally get a call at the drop of a hat. Hey man, I got a little time this afternoon. You want to sit down and grab a chance to do a one-to-one? You want to grab a cup of coffee or something? But they don't do that for you until they know that you're really open to that. And mm-hmm. So the more you do it, the more they are going to start coming to you. And the next thing you know, the new people are going to start coming to you for ideas. And that's the best thing, because when a new person joins your chapter, then they come to you, and now you've got a whole new avenue of people to connect with.
Perfect. Well, as a reminder, these podcasts are for our members. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do the best to cover that topic in the future. Joe, I appreciate your time. I love your story. Thank you so much for sharing that today. And for everybody else,
my pleasure.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.